Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 Edish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Is that Kevin Pollock with that? Well, that's easy. Yeah, you just take the 10 freeway east until you hit Jacksonville, Florida. No need to thank me, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hey to... Nope, I was about to say Chris Alvarado.
Wow. Right here. Starting hot.
Wow. Couldn't make that. Well, what the hell? It's Jackie DeRuthe, queen of birthday week. Favorite gift so far this year?
You know what? My husband got me a normal, like, stationary bike. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited because I used to use one that was in this weird room on the roof of my old apartment. Yeah, it was just like this creepy room that just like held a bunch of shit from the manager who moved out a year ago. And it was just kind of still there. So I took the bike, and during COVID, that was like what I was doing. But we moved, and I've been talking about wanting to go back and stealing it. And I shouldn't say that on record.
Well,
I didn't do it. So he got me my own, and I'm so excited.
Awesome. We were looking for gift of sight. Mm-hmm. That's terrific. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
And now Atul Singh, East Side Forever fella. How many locations have you lived in since moving to Los Angeles?
Oh, that's interesting. I've only lived in three places, but I have kept track of every address I've lived in since high school. And I just have a Word document where I've kept each address just because when I lived in New York, I moved a bunch. In New York, I think I averaged once or twice a year because there were some years where I moved a bunch. I don't know if people keep that, but I can go back to every residence.
The correct answer was three, which you gave us at the beginning. Yep. Hey, there's Mark Gagliardi. Parker, hey. Marcus, hey, have you been back to Disneyland yet?
How did you know? I was one of those people that was sitting on April 15th. When they announced you were going to be able to get tickets at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I got up super early. I tried to get in the queue I followed Twitter that whole day.
Sure.
Because there was one little spinning graphic that everyone was staring at all day.
That's right.
Did you do the same?
Nope.
Oh, you were nodding like you had also done that. And I was so excited to think that someone else here had that same miserable experience of watching a goat with a stick of dynamite's head tilt back and forth about 6 hours while
That's
it
not
said
very Disney.
I was in line. Yeah, and it's not very Disney.
And the outcome?
The outcome, it's the best time ever in the world to go, I think. I waited like 5 minutes for even all the big rides. It was great.
Wow.
We were there Saturday. Same experience.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everybody's super nice. Everybody's happy to be back. Everyone that you walk past, normally they'd say, have a magical day. Now they say, welcome home, which was very sweet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I went on Rise of Resistance for the first time. Mind-blowing. Jamie posted video of me losing my shit on her Instagram feed. If anybody wants to see it, it's genuine. And I really did lose my mind.
It is spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah. And last, but just the water from the hose. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Oddly small hands. What's your favorite dish to cook?
Oh my gosh. I don't like the term cooking. No. I don't like the term cooking because there's a lot of history with cooking, and it's just I don't like it. What I like to say, so a couple dishes actually. So when you're in the kitchen, the first thing that you want to do that I like to do that you're going to want to do now because this little tip of the hat trade that I got here is right when you enter every kitchen. This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true. Every kitchen has the exact same layout. Hmm. I know you don't believe me. Go into any kitchen right now.
Right.
And you're going to see on your. Right when you. Huh?
Am I right?
Are you right?
Am I looking on my right? Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like video of just Joey. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythis email.
Gmail.com.
Scene one comes from Patreon Alchemaniac, Kevin Prado, who wrote, "Hello, you wonderful people. You're all amazing, but Chris is the man." Oh, what a shame he isn't here for that.
Don't tell him.
No one tell him. He does not need the boost. Give him all your lunch money or else. Not going to do that either. Scene suggestion. Trying to find the underground rave that is somewhere downtown. Your biggest fan, KP.
Fuck, dude. I know it's around here somewhere, man. Oh, my God. This is going to be sick,
Tommy,
dude.
Tommy.
It's going to be sick.
Tommy, can we just slow up for a moment? It's been 40 minutes. We haven't found it yet, but I'm confident.
Yeah, Tommy.
But if we could just slow down a little.
What's going on?
Seem like you're in a hurry to find something. We don't know where it is. And
of course, I don't know where it is, man. But we got to find it, man. It's supposed to be the hottest underground rave in L.A. Yep.
That's why I want to save some energy for when we get there. Right.
We're going to have so much. And trust me, I know Swamp Monster is on the ones and twos. He's spinning all night. It's going to be nuts.
Tommy, can you hand me another bottle from the baby bag, please? This one's empty.
God.
Dragging us to a rave.
We're running low. All right. We're running low.
We haven't even gotten there.
Oh my God. I was going to wait until we got to the club, but I don't care if we're going to get there at this point. I did bring a Molly.
I brought
a Molly.
Let me see it.
It's just this pill, and there's Molly in there. There's Molly in that capsule.
Oh, shit. Oh, God damn, I dropped it. Oh, fuck.
Tommy.
It's not made of glass. I mean, it's gross to eat it off the floor.
God damn it, dude. I think it's in the sewer. Here, help me pick this grate up.
Oh, God.
There it is.
Well, nice. A piece of my stomach is popping out.
I mean, there it is.
Oh, God.
In the sewer. It's it.
Oh, my God. Holy shit, Bianca. I think you just have a hernia.
Maybe we can use it to fish out the Molly.
Like your stomach?
Yeah, just kind of use it like a fishing line. Just kind of cast it out.
God, that's how this works.
Tommy, your baby still needs a bottle.
All right, listen. I just need a bottle of water and I can start spinning the music. But when are the crowds getting here?
Crowds aren't due till midnight. What kind of water would you like?
Bottled water, still and flat would be great.
One of each?
Of course.
Yeah. Let's do two of each. Just make sure you get what you need.
I really can't thank you enough for playing tonight. We're both just such huge fans.
No worries, mate. It's a pleasure. As long as
anything you need.
All right.
We'll give you double of whatever you need anytime.
Thanks, Terry. Yeah. Appreciate it. But I love music. I love seeing people dance and jump. And
I just have one question.
Yeah, Greg, go ahead.
If you're going to pull the truck, Barry, can we do it now just to kind of get it out of the way?
No, I can't. I can't pull the truck, Barry, right now.
Yes. Yeah. When you pull the Chuck Berry late into the evening, it's been problematic before. Look, I'm just saying, we love having you here. We're going to give you double of everything you want. It's amazing having you here. We're just so grateful. Just please do the Chuck Berry before.
Terry,
it's actually.
Greg, listen, yeah. I'm an artist, right? You don't say, you don't tell Banksy, you don't tell Banksy, hey, don't paint on this wall. And I know Banksy, right? I know. Yeah. He might come to me.
Yeah. Sure.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Wait, Banksy's like reveal himself come tonight?
I couldn't tell you if he's here, but he might be in the audience. And
oh yes, it's pretty simple, right? Bottom of the flashlight. That's where the light is. All right. Bus bar right here. Click it on. Turns it on. All right. Yeah. Check IDs. All right. You got to make sure everyone stands in this line. Do not block the sidewalk.
You're saying put the flashlight under the ID?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, if you can see the flashlight under the ID, it's probably not a real ID. It's probably just a piece of paper. Really, really thin piece of paper.
I was aiming the flashlight downward while holding it underneath the ID.
What does that do?
That doesn't
What
do
does it
anything.
Do to shine the light on top of it, obviously, right? But if God, you hold the flashlight, just the tube
is so
under it.
So tough.
Shouldn't be able to see it under it. You know what I mean?
I'm using the light from my phone anyways. I don't really have a...
Holy shit. What is it, a custom Android? Holy shit.
Yeah. That's the iPhone 17 Android.
Wow. Wowzy, wowzy. Yeah, I'm kind of a tech head too. Gonna check out my phone.
Whoa, iPhone 4.
Christian forgot my birthday. He pretended like he didn't, but he did. He forgot my birthday.
No! This is the big one!
I know!
Oh,
29.
29.
Not
yeah.
30.
Not, no, not 30.
Not 30.
This, it's still 29. It's been 29. It's always 29.
It's 29.
How did he forget your last 29th birthday? The 29th birthday before that? The 29th birthday 6 years ago?
And honestly, Cheryl, he comes home with a gift bag. So I think that it's for me. And so I'm like so excited. And he's like, well, I guess you can open it, but it's not for you. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's a fucking custom Android. Which
what?
I
I'm
didn't
so
ask
sorry.
For.
Yeah, here
I
is your
want.
Calamari margaritas. I got
Thank
one calamari
you.
Margarita
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much.
Calamari
Thank
margarita.
Oh,
no
I
salt
wanted.
Rim.
I wanted it with the salt rim. You know, we'll just. It's fine. It's fine.
No, it's
I'll,
fine.
I'll just turn it over just, and dip it in
she
this.
She can
salt.
Just lick mine.
Don't turn it over. Don't. Okay.
Oh. Can I get another
damn
one?
It. yeah. Sure.
We'll just eat this calamari off the table.
Thank Great. You.
Oh, I'm so. Well, at least he got you a big present. But
no,
is that a thing you want?
No. Wait. It's custom engraved with his fucking name on it. It was for himself.
Oh.
Cheryl, is this what? The 29th year when I break up with him? Help me.
I don't
Help
know
me.
Because he's the cutest one you've had in all of the 29s.
Hey, babe, how was the dinner with Cheryl?
It was really insightful.
Can you get out of the way? I'm just trying to get to the tip.
Sure.
Thanks. Anyways,
can you just put it on the toothbrush? Stop doing it with your finger. You know, it's just, it's gross.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. You know what? Oh. Nothing.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm in a bit of a mood tonight.
What happened?
The waiter didn't bring the
I'm
waiter
sorry.
Brought the wrong
I'm
calamari martini.
Sorry.
There was no salt
I'm
rim. We ended
sorry.
Up pouring it all over
I'm
the place. It,
sorry.
Oh my God, are you crying?
No, I said what happened like I meant it and I didn't, and I just feel horrible.
You know what? You're
what's up?
Super fine.
You're right, better.
Okay.
Look at these abs.
Don't. You're perfect looking.
Get a quarter.
You're hard to look at because you're so fucking hot.
Right?
But you don't give me, like, you don't fulfill me. You don't give me what I need in every aspect.
You coming at me, bro?
I'm your girlfriend. It's been 4 years.
Uh-huh.
If I hear bro.
Cheryl, where have you been? You freaking smell like raw fish.
Well, I was out with Shirlene. She's had another one of her 29th birthday disasters.
God, are you still hanging out with her? Why? Are
yes,
you
she's
out?
Been my best. She has been my best friend our whole lives.
Are
we
you
were in the womb together. We had that womb trade. We were in a magazine. Since then, when you're in a magazine with someone that young, it sticks with you, and we will be friends forever. So she can do whatever she wants because we womb shared and we're in a magazine.
I'm not saying she can't do anything she wants. I don't care what she does. That's what I'm saying. Cheryl, you could have so many better friends. What about that friend I introduced you to, Becca?
Becca. I don't. You introduce me to these friends of yours. I swear you only hang out with these others just so that I look better by comparison.
No.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is, Bryce? Is that Bryce? Bryce, is that what it is?
Don't.
I will leave you. I've never been in a magazine with you, Bryce. I will leave right now.
Look, I don't know how far it is, all right? But if we follow the sewer line, we might pop up on top of the goddamn, you know, whatever club.
But it's supposed to be underground.
Okay, whatever. Look, I don't know. Look, worst case scenario. We can follow Bianca's stomach lining if you want to get back out, okay?
I don't think I'm going to make it, guys.
Come on, Bianca. Say that. Look, just a couple more feet. This is supposed to be the best party of the century.
Honey, your baby is crying, and is Molly supposed to sprout hands? It looks like that Molly is sprouting hands. I don't know what's in her stomach.
What do you want me to do? Just leave her here. We'll come get her on the way out.
Leave me. Leave me.
No. I meant my daughter. I didn't mean you.
And that's scene one. You're soaking in it.
Scene two comes from Carl, who is a Patreon VIP that chose to utilize the new email and send this suggestion with it. And I thank him for that. Carl wrote,
to my favorite coterie of contemporary comedians and the pleasant distractions you provide. My scene suggestion is from Carmack McCarthy, the writer of No Country for Old Men, or Cormac, who wrote, quote, "There's no such thing as life without bloodshed. The notion that the species can be improved in some way, that everyone could live in harmony, is a really dangerous idea. Those who are afflicted with this notion are the first ones to give up their souls, their freedom. Your desire that it be that way will enslave you and make your life vacuous. May you all live well and easy. Carl Davis from San Diego."
All right, so we're just going to need a refill on the calamaris and then just make sure the margarita machine is working.
Cormac, just put a smile on your face. All right? Everyone wants to see people happy. Put a smile on your face. This is a good job.
Good job. You know what a good job is?
Yeah.
Out on the trail. Hunting wild beasts.
That's not a job.
Know that the only thing between you and life is your own wits and your ability to survive.
If you want to quit, quit. I can have 15 different people in here who want to be a waiter at the number one restaurant in Phoenix. Okay?
I can't quit.
Why? Give me.
I got to pay rent.
All right. Well.
And I can't quit.
All right. Well, let me
order up.
I got to take that.
Take it.
Don't. Oh, by the way, here, hold my Bowie knife.
Don't bring that. I told you not to bring this. Don't leave.
So, Cormac, it says your last job, things didn't go so well. Why you've rehabilitated yourself? Why should we hire you here at the old Chuck O' the Cheese?
Looks like you got a rodent infestation.
Nope. That's a cartoon rodent, Cormac. We're here to make people happy. Isn't that what you want to do? Isn't that why you want to have a job here?
You want the plague to spread again? You want the plague to spread to children?
You know what? This might not work. This might not be the best spot for you, Mr. McCarthy.
Cormac, just looking at your resume here, looks like you were at Chuck E. Cheese's for a day. Before that, you were at Bellardi's in Phoenix for 2 weeks. What makes you Dave and Buster's material?
Well, see, you got a lot of people running around here with long pieces of, cardboard, perforated edges stuck together. Am I wrong?
The tickets? Are you talking about tickets?
Call them whatever you want.
We don't do the tickets anymore. Have you been to this restaurant before? I don't think it's going to work out.
Cormac, the rent's been due for 3 months. It's been due for 3 months. You got to get out. You got to hit the road.
Okay.
You got to get out.
I get that.
Okay, great. As long as you get it, then I'm just going to leave you to it. Thank you, sir. I'm just going to leave you to it.
I can stay if you want.
I don't want that. I do want you to leave. You haven't paid the rent in 3 months. And I won't collect. I won't collect as long as you're gone and then within 72 hours. And I think that's a fair trade, especially from me. At this time in my life.
Oh, what's going on?
The amount of blood shed out of my body right now is not right.
Ma'am, I'm going to need you to stop moving around so much. Your arm is squirting at the wall over here.
Thank you.
Still trying to patch it up.
So sorry. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got home nurses here with me. I mean, the carnage that I've seen. You know, I work at Jersey Mike's. You know this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a small
thing. Did you ever pass my resume along?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I can't vouch for you. You don't. Mm-hmm. I'm literally evicting you right now.
Right.
And honestly, I wouldn't want you. I wouldn't want anyone that I know to have that kind of job because I did fall into the deli slicer and got my arm right off.
Massive deli slicer. You'd fall in.
Massive deli slicer. Tiny arm. Very painful, but I just go through it.
Don't you understand, Mr. Armstrong? We could make the world's largest deli slicer. We'd be in a Guinness Book of Records right here for Cincinnati.
Hey,
largest deli slicer.
First of all, Hank, sit down, please. I've only got a few minutes.
Oh,
I promised your sister that I would sit down and talk with you. look, I love her and she's still crazy about her little brother, but the idea that we would build a slicer that could accommodate a human arm, you see where I'm having trouble with this?
Think of the size of the slices we could make!
Right.
Mr. Armstrong, did you talk to my brother?
Yeah, honey, I did, and you don't need to call me Mr.
It's fun for me. Isn't he just the sweetest, smartest, most intelligent, handsomest man you ever met? Don't you just want to give him everything ever?
Well, you know, I listen, honey, when we met, you told me you were crazy about your brother, but I didn't
know. I'm absolutely cuckoo bananas for him.
Yep.
Armstrong, baby, listen to me for a second here. I think your sweet missus, she's boning a brother, if you know what I mean.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your lady, the lady that you sleep with. You know, your wife?
Yeah, my wife.
I think she's going hunky-dory with her blood brother.
Cuckoo bananas. I mean, tell me about it. He makes my clit so hard it hurts.
Now, I'm not sure I understand all the vernacular of the girls today.
That's just me trying to explain how much I love my brother. Just normal.
Yeah, sure. So listen, sweet pea. I was hoping maybe you could run down to the corner and get me a pack of smokes and a six-pack.
Anything for you as long as you do anything for me and my brother.
And your brother, yeah.
And my brother.
Yeah, of course.
What kind of cigarettes do you want?
Just a pack.
Yeah, I got a bunch of brands here.
Okay, I'll take one pack.
Yeah, I just need it. You want a Camel's, Marlboro?
I want the kind that you smoke, the kind that a man smokes.
Man smokes?
Yeah, the kind that a man smokes. Very tall man, very tall small man? Peeny, okay. And I want him to be able to smoke a good cigarette. Tall man, small peeny, good tushy. And that's the kind of man that I need. Do you have any smokes?
I'm not sure if I understand everything you're saying in your vernacular.
Well, I'm trying to get a recommendation from you because I don't normally get smokes myself.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I put up these show posters on the window here?
What are you selling?
Oh, it's a show poster. It's for a rave.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was a sale poster. What's the rave called?
It's called the Best Underground Rave in L.A.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, put them up on the wall.
Excuse me, poster boy. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure.
you look so much like my brother, and I love him so much.
Yeah.
I feel a connection with you. Do you feel it with me?
No, not really.
You want to take me to the rave?
You're hurting my shoulder. You're hurting my shoulder.
Right, don't you want to take me to the rave?
Both of you out of the store. Out of my store. Out of my store.
Who has put these posters over my fresh spray paint? Wait, oh, there is a rave tonight. Perhaps Banksy would like to visit this rave. Banksy was trying to paint. Banksy stopped painting because the poster went up over Banksy's work, but now all Banksy can think about is attending the... Oh,
detective.
Sorry,
detective.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The dead body's over here. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm totally fine. Totally fine. This body right over here?
Holy this one shit.
With the sheet over it.
Sir, yeah. Stand back.
Holy shit.
Sir.
I saw it.
Stand
back. I saw the whole thing. It was fucked up. The guy... Holy
I'll,
shit.
I'll talk to this guy, sir. I'll talk to this
holy
guy.
Shit.
Hey, you saw that... Wait. What are these flyers you're carrying around? So you saw the... I'm sorry, you're a promoter then? Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I get hired out to do this. I just throw posters wherever, man. But you should have seen it. You should have seen it was nuts. It was nuts. So I don't know. The guy kind of looked like me, but he just like went after. He just attacked this woman. It was crazy. Kept saying, this is my sister. We got to get the deli machine. We got to get the big-ass deli machine because your husband, Mr. Armstrong, he said he was going to make it. It was nuts. It was nuts. It was nuts. Nuts. So nuts. It was bad. Bad, the thing I saw was bad as hell. I mean, not like in a good way, not like it was bad.
You got a lot of blood on your shirt.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
So what DJ's playing this song?
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? I want to know which DJ's playing.
Oh, gosh. I got to take down all these posters. Oh, come on. No one's going to want to move into this Shangri-La if it looks like a shack. Absolutely not. Come on. I need a tenant willing to throw down $4,000 for a one bedroom. Come on.
Mrs. Geneva?
Yeah.
Just curious. Yeah, there's a couple of workout equipment things up in the attic. Can we use those?
No. They're
Like the axe? Can we use
right,
the axe?
Right, right. You don't want to use the axe. You could use, well, you could take the chance on the Nordic track, but honestly, it's a bit cursed.
What about the mace right next to it? Can we use that to swing it around? That's got to be a good body workout.
Yeah. Well, half of them are weapons and half of them are meant to be working out. And the weapons are just there to be weapons. The weapons are just there to be weapons. Oh, no. Oh, my. I'm so sorry.
There you go.
I'm
You've got
so
another
sorry.
Leak.
Yeah, Sprung it's opening up. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry.
I think it's from pulling down those posters.
Oh, God. You know what?
I got you.
Just to make up for all the blood, you can use whatever you want in the attic. Just go buck. Go buck.
You know what? You know what, Mrs. Geneva?
Okay. Cormac? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Just going over.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. You said something about living in harmony was a way to lose freedom.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Once we just give up the idea that we're all trying to kill each other.
Right.
That's when you start to really die.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, this is a McDonald's and
you're doing it for us. You're killing everybody just right.
Right. So we have things called the Happy Meal. And you understand the concept of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Every time a child looks inside, they see a small mirror, which I've shattered, and they see a reflection of themselves. Yeah. And as they reach in to grab a small chicken nugget or maybe one of those fries or whatever, they'll cut themselves and a small little blood will fall in the mirror.
Right.
And they'll see the reflection covered in blood.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. It's just, it doesn't jive with corporate mentality. If I could use such a term in your presence. Also, did you get the presents that we sent?
I did.
Right. Didn't realize it was your birthday.
I'll take a number two with a side of, can I get a mix of fries and onion rings?
This isn't a Burger King.
Okay, can't have it my way. Then I'll just take the number two as is with a large Coke and you got packs of smokes.
This isn't a Burger King.
Okay, can't have it my way. Okay. Then I'll just take the number two large Coke and...
What I do have is two wolf pelts.
I'm so sorry. I gotta be at the wrong place.
This is McDonald's.
Okay, then. Okay. I'm going to skip the wolf pelts and I'm just going to...
She don't want the wolf pelts. I'll take them. Sorry to cut in line, ma'am.
I mean, you did, so your apology means nothing.
I just didn't want somebody else to take those wolf pelts. Go ahead, finish your order.
Number two with a large Coke. And if you don't have any packs of smokes, but if you could just recommend one.
What I do have are six skin carcasses of squirrel uncooked. You want that?
Sir?
So you're telling me that the reason you're late for work this morning is not because you, like always, stopped at McDonald's, but because you were attacked by two wolves that you had the skin. That's why you're telling me you're late for work today.
Well, it got confusing because the wolves thought I was a wolf. Does that make sense? I bought it at a... I did go to the McDonald's.
Prove that a wolf would think you are a wolf.
Let me just open up my bag here. And put this on, put the sleeves on.
Yeah.
Bring this headpiece over.
Oh, that is weird how much you look like a wolf.
See, and now I put the call out. There should be wolves here in seconds.
Wait a minute. That's not what I wanted.
Hey, did you hear that lame human wolf call? I don't know if it's worth our effort to go check it out.
I agree. And, guys, let's not go because I got one Molly. I got Molly. Don't go and kill the human.
What's a Molly?
Molly. I found it in the sewer.
What is it?
It's a
Doctor, this is amazing. I mean, from the footage we're receiving, the wolves are exhibiting behavior I've never seen before. They're rubbing up on each other. They're just
Jeff, you're supposed to be watching rabbits. What are you doing?
I don't want to. Okay, I like the predators. I told you that. Okay.
Okay, finish your report. Jeez.
Why am I always on rabbits? Everyone gets to change different animal, but every time I come in, I always get rabbits. Jeff, I always get rabbits.
Jeff, finish the report.
I hate you. I'll kill you.
No, you don't talk to me. I'm your boss.
I'll kill you.
You know, no. I'm your boss here. I'm not your dad. I'm your boss here. Finish your report, Jeff. Tell me about the GD wolves.
Well, they were dancing in like really erratic patterns, it seemed like. They set up some LED lights as well as strobe lights. Yeah, they had these like, the best way I can put them is like baby suckers. You know, those are like
baby suckers.
Suckers that you suck on.
They're sucking on babies? These wolves are sucking on babies?
I don't know, okay? I don't know. I don't have the tools for it. All my tools.
Take me there.
Fine.
Oh, that is scene two. I'm sorry. Was there confusion on the word pacifier?
Pacifier. Pacifier.
Oh, that was my favorite moment ever.
Scene three comes to us from Patreon VIP Patrick C., who wrote, "Hi all, long time, first time. Listening to you guys while I'm deployed overseas, and you make the days go by better. Yes, woe indeed. Thank you for your service."
Amen.
Nope, that's got to be him now. "I actually work with one of the intelligence agencies. You guys, I'm still going to continue if you don't mention all the time." Ooh, intelligence agencies. "And I have a scene suggestion. Brand new intern of the CIA continues to get mistaken for another employee and keeps getting assigned more and more dangerous and deadly assignments. Love you all, Pat." Again, Pat, thank you for your service.
"All right, now just wait here. Okay, I have your forms. I'm going to be able to process them quickly. Once I return, we'll be able to get your ID badge, and then we'll put you right over into the form."
So you're saying don't follow you? Don't follow you when you go process them? You want me to wait here?
That's exactly what I want you to do. All right. Once you get your ID badge, you're going to go into the farmyard. Do you understand?
I do understand. I just don't understand the part about wait here.
What don't you understand?
Well, I'm kind of enjoying your company. And if you're headed to another part of the building, I'd kind of like to go. Is that wrong?
You're a funny guy. You're a funny guy. I like that. You're going to go far here. We have a lot of sense of humor here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You want to hear a joke?
Sure do.
What do you call two different light bulbs?
Lights.
All right, I'm going to be back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that Mitch Thunder?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That looks like Mitch Thunder. That looks like Mitch Thunder for sure.
I thought Mitch Thunder was dead.
I thought that he retired and moved to St. Bart's and didn't tell anyone. Kept it a secret.
Of course, the official line is that he was dead. But yeah, of course he went to St. Bart's. Maybe he's back. Is this a special assignment? Yell Mick Thunder and see if he turns.
Mick Thunder. Yeah.
He looked over his shoulder a little.
He just looked over
a little. It's got to be him.
Maybe he's back from the... I'm back on the dead thing. Maybe he's back from the dead.
Oh, like it's zombie Mick Thunder.
Like it's zombie Mick Thunder. Like he went to St. Bart's to get revived.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Because I got to say, I've been looking for someone to do this Philippine infiltration, and zombie Mick Thunder sounds perfect.
Honestly, I'm flubbed too much. I couldn't do it. I don't know why they put us on it.
No, don't. It's not about that last time. It's not about that last time. I remember the last time. You keep bringing up the last time. It's not about that last time.
I killed five people that were on our side.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been done. I can't believe I still have my job.
We all saw. It was on television.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was not good.
Oh, so you're not offended if we get Mick Thunder to do it?
Honestly, it'd be great for me. Let's do it.
Okay.
You take the reins.
I'll yell his name and see if he turns. Okay. Zombie Mick Thunder! It's totally him. You know what? I'm going to catch him later. I'll just be in the backseat of his car. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
I'll just do that CIA thing where you wait in the backseat of their car until they turn their rearview mirror.
Okay, I'll hide in a manila envelope and you can pass me to him.
That's perfect.
I've got to talk to the props people and get a big one made.
Yeah, you're going to need a... I'll walk down to CIA props with you.
The eagle flies on Tuesday.
Ew. The door opens for most.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Here's your gun. All right, here's your underwater scuba gear. You'll be able to go real fast underwater. Now remember, Hades only about 145 miles away underwater, but with the fish it's dangerous. Now you're not going to Haiti. You know where you're going. It's all in the chip in your head. All right, here's the keys. It's a Lamborghini. I don't know why they're giving it to you, but they're giving it to you. All right, your mission starts now and it ends in 12 hours.
I do. Right. What was your name, real quick? Just testing you, man.
You're good. I like a man who likes to be funny.
Now let's debrief you as quickly as we can. Do you understand that? Mr. Armstrong is running a large arms dealing outside of his Cleveland, Cincinnati factory.
Okay,
we need Cleveland, you to go underwater Cincinnati. As quickly as possible and swim all the way to the center of Ohio. Inside, you'll find a small hatch deep down within the sewer systems. Right. Follow that hatch. You'll find some human intestines. That means you're on the right path.
Okay, your name real quick?
Hey, Mick Thunder. When you're done here, can you do the Philippine extraction with us? That was a thumbs up. He said, yeah.
So you must be my contact.
What's going on?
Crazy. They'll just put anyone in the CIA these days, huh?
Oh, yeah. Shit. I guess we're supposed
Listen,
to say
asshole.
Some
don't get on my bad side. I'll kick your fucking ass. Now, this pack of cigarettes are mine, all right? I know how many sticks are in there, so smoke any, all right?
Yeah,
one missing. I'm gonna snap your dick off, and I'm gonna smoke that instead. Copy?
In the document we were supposed to fill out, it said we were only allowed 200 cigarettes, so 200 sticks. It said so. I think that's a carton. 20 sticks times 10 pack. I think it's a carton. So
we're off grid, asshole.
Oh,
we can smoke as much as we want.
See, didn't read that.
You ever done operations in Ohio?
Yes. I swam the Erie to get into Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Listen, asshole. I don't like people who brag to me. I swim a whole bunch of places a lot of times, a lot of distances.
Yeah.
Next time I hear you talk about swimming, I'm going to snap off your arms and I'm going to smoke your dick.
Okay. Aren't you the fella who took a guy's face and wore it as his own just for kicks?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You ever seen the movie Face Off?
Face Off, yep. That's what I was thinking.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Now listen, before we do this.
Welcome to Turkey. I'll be your lifeline here. You can come to me for anything. I'm mostly costumes for the CIA, but I can help you a little bit with other things if you need it on your journey, on your mission.
Yeah, we do. My buddy here is going to need a whole other outfit. Is that your phone? You bring his phone.
Let me see what that is.
And what kind of espionage are we working with? What kind of outfit are we looking for?
Honestly, I want something revealing but modest. He's going to have to go deep into the Turkish government.
Wonderful. Okay. Right now I'm being really, really inspired by the Renaissance movement, and I really enjoy a long skirt on a man. I think that that's something that is not appreciated as much as it should be due to the airiness and the amount of mobility, as well as the humble aspect of it. It does cover a lot. That's kind of where I'm going for it.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at.
So
I'm going to work on that. See Tristan props.
We are all proud Turkish men here. All of us.
Right. All proud Turkish men.
We will now sing the Turkish song. My assistant is telling me that one of us here is not a Turkish.
What?
Everybody go around, say your name and your hometown. I will start. My name is Ikra. And I am from Hul. Your turn.
I'm Dave from Istanbul.
No, okay, Dave's definitely. I know his family. He's pure Turkish to the bone. If I don't know anybody, I spit on anybody who thinks he's not Turkish. Next.
I'm Anne from Constantinople.
Anne is, oh, salt of the earth, this guy. His dad, he went to jail 10 years in Istanbul, then in Constantinople. He's Turkish. Next.
I'm Tina, and I'm from Stuffing.
Yeah, Tina, her whole family, comedians, jester, amazing. Good history, good lineage, Turkey. Tina, great to have you here. Next.
Thank you.
Stop. You're 100%.
Director, we have some concerning news. It seems the operation in Turkey as well as Ohio has gone awry. It's not going well.
I know what awry means. I didn't mean what does awry mean. I meant is it not going awry?
That's a hard question. How's it going right? I guess it's going right that they got there? I don't know.
The only way in which this mission went right was that they arrived. That's all you can tell me that's good about this mission. There's nothing else. No small thing that went right. No big thing that went right. Nothing.
Something, sir. We actually have some intel that there is a new Banksy.
I'm sorry, a new what?
Banksy?
Banksy. Do you mean Banksy, the artist, or Banksy, the international terrorist? Because if it's the Polish international terrorist Banksy, we're in trouble. If it's Banksy, then that just means more delightful street art.
Yeah, I meant the terrorist. I meant the terrorist.
Damn it, I thought that was what you must have meant. You know who we could use right now.
This is welcome to the meeting of the international terrorist. We will start by singing our international terrorist song. My assistant is telling me that one of us is not an international terrorist.
What? Someone's he's not a terrorist. What do you mean? We're all evil people here. Have you anyone seen Mortal Kombat? I'm Kano.
You what?
Kano.
He's the first one of the original international terrorists. He's definitely an international terrorist.
Oh, wow.
That's not you, Kano.
Definitely I am.
All right.
Definitely am.
Is Banksy here? Banksy's here, of course.
Yes, Banksy is here.
Oh, okay, great.
Wait,
was
Banksy supposed to be here? Because Banksy is here.
Oh, you're
holy
at the
shit. I have a rave to get to.
Oh my God, this is the real deal.
Wait, can you get us in to the rave?
If you really want to do the rave, I can get you into the rave.
I feel like we've been waiting in this car for a really long time.
I don't think that he's coming out here.
This big envelope suit is hot as hell.
Yeah. Oh, I've been sitting here in the back seat just waiting. Are you? I'm so sorry.
Lamborghinis were supposed to be comfortable, man. I'm not comfortable at all.
Well, you're in a manila envelope suit, man.
We're going to have to tow this car, and we're going to have to dump it in the ocean or something.
He's not in his car yet. How is... We've been waiting for weeks now. What did he do, swim to Ohio?
And it's like, is the mission that we're trying to have him take over even still pertinent? Do we even still have our jobs? I don't even know him.
We might not even have a Philippine extraction to do anymore.
Hey, man, but we're together, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you're stuck in that manila costume, but
it's
just in case he gets... Can I, like, drop an ice pack down?
Into the ocean. Just drive the whole thing.
I think we're being towed. We're being towed into the ocean.
I'm calling this press conference to order the CIA today.
I'm calling this a hangout.
No, New York Times will get to you in just a second, okay? We want to start by saying that we lost two CIA agents today.
Can we get the names? First and last name?
Can you spell those, please?
New York Post. You know I can't. I cannot give you the names of CIA agents. But,
nicknames. Nicknames. How about nicknames?
Toothy and Grins.
Okay. Toothy and Grins.
And that's one person. And then the other person was Jumps. Okay. Jumps was, I mean, we'll be honest, not the best and the brightest of our team, but still agents. And so we will be giving them a proper morning. And... we have some art commissioned in their honor, and I'm going to reveal that right now.
Is that a Banksy or?
Good evening. Looks like everyone here.
It's interactive.
Good evening. It's just been aired by Kano.
Oh, this is, I was told it's a live exhibit. This is an international terrorist.
Oh, that's right. International terrorist Kano stuck inside a plexiglass box forever.
Oh, then we got him.
That is our show today. Oh, good. Then we got him. Oh, let's thank our alchemist. And in my absence, I thank them especially. Starting with Jackie DeRuth, thank you so damn much for taking time away from birthday week to spend some time with us.
Thank you for having me. It's so fun. A celebratory time.
Yeah, indeed. And folks should go to your Instagram feed for...
Yeah. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy, and that's pretty much where I do most of my work.
Your comedic shenanigans are available there?
Yes.
And yes. Happy birthday indeed.
Thank you.
Speaking of birthdays, Mark Gagliardi?
Yeah.
When do you celebrate yours?
2 weeks ago.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Son of a bitch, we missed it. And what did you do?
It's okay. It's my birthday quarter right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing real well in birthday quarter. Earnings are up. That's not true. I'm good. Life's good. It's Max Fun Drive right now. We Got This with Mark and Hal is my podcast with Hal Lublin, and Blood and Treasure's coming back this summer.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Super excited for it, pal.
Very, very excited.
And excited to see your face again. So thanks for joining.
Thanks, man.
Same to you, Atul Singh.
Oh, thanks. It's always so nice to be here. I always appreciate the opportunity. You can follow me at Atul Time, AtulTime. Still looking for Indian people to hit me up who have listened. So just do that. Just trying to connect.
Okay. We appreciate that. And those fighting the good fight in India.
Oh, yeah. Them too. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just meant locals. Anybody trying to reach out?
Yeah, no, we're hip to your efforts to round up some people from India who live in Los Angeles. Yeah. And I think that's pretty cool.
Just want some people to watch movies with.
Yep. Joey Greer.
Check out Alchemy This on Instagram. And we got a Reddit, Alchemy
Do you
This
run that
Pod.
Page?
I don't. I don't know who moderates it. I don't have any dealings with it. Nope. It scares me. The internet's a scary place. But check that out. The people are talking about stuff that, who knows? Who knows? James isn't here. So let me just say, please have a moment. Like, subscribe, leave a review. It matters. It helps. And I think that's all he wanted me to say.
God bless us all, everyone. And let's thank our engineer to the stars, even though he isn't with us on this particular outing, Mr. Doug Bain.
Doug Bain.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you all and reminding you to please be kind to each other. It's the easiest route. And wear the masks when you go outdoors, for goodness sake. Double vaxxed and waxed. Until next time.
Outrageous.